This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Central Vancouver Island Multicultural Society will host an interfaith bridging dialogue called My Faith, My Community, Taking Action Together, on February 18, 2012. The dialogue is based on the fact that while religions may have a differing attitude to worldliness, they also have obligations toward neighbors. They need to do more to be proactive, to give to the community. The event brings diverse people together for a facilitated exchange around issues of social justice and civil engagement from the point of view of their faith. We're joined in the studio by Samantha Letourneau of the Central Vancouver Island Multicultural Society.
Welcome to People First Radio, Sam.
Thanks.
This event is being associated with the United Nations World Day for Social Justice. Tell us more about that day and why it exists.
Well, the actual World Day for Social Justice takes place on February 20th, but we're honoring it on the 18th as it really ties into what this event is trying to or hopes to achieve. And the whole idea around the Social Justice Day is that it's really the promotion of a really basic concept of human dignity, that we should all be treated with respect, and that social well-being is important, and basically justice for all. So in tying it to the interfaith event, the idea is we're talking about social issues in our community with faiths of different that come with different perspectives, and how do we promote just that basic social well-being for all?
What is an interfaith dialogue? How does it actually work?
Well, I'm sure for this one, I'll speak directly about this one. The way we have this one set up is we have invited people of diverse faith groups, so Hindus, Sikh, Buddhists, Aboriginal people, Métis, all of those that, you know, that have some spiritual content or diverse faith, as I said, and meeting with social service providers that are working on the issues such as the sex trade, housing, homelessness, harm reduction strategies. So all very pertinent issues in our community at this time, and to bring them together to have a discussion about these topics. How it will happen is social service providers will give a brief overview. So, for example, we have Leslie Clark from the Women's Center, the executive director of the Women's Center, giving a brief overview about the sex trade industry. We have Sandy McLean, who is with the Harris House, who will speak about harm reduction. So these people will, the social service providers will come, give a brief overview in the morning about these issues. And then in the afternoon, we will have what's called a World Cafe session. So faith groups and community members that are there will break into discussions at various tables on the issues that really resonate with them. So let's say it is the sex trade that they want to find out more about and they want to strategize around. And there'll be a facilitator at that table, and they can discuss the issue of the sex trade. So you may have someone sitting there who is Hindu sharing their beliefs of how they could support the work that, let's say, the Women's Center is doing based on their values. You may have someone that is a Buddhist sitting at that table explaining what their perspective would be to help with the Women's Center on these issues. And after that, there'll be a session where groups can come together, either as a faith group or as an individual, to really strategize what are we going to do, so that there's an action in place. So it isn't just a day of discussion, but it's a day of action.
Now, the concept of this dialogue is based on the fact that while religions may have differing attitudes to worldliness, and definitely that's the case, they also have obligations toward neighbors. Now, you talk about action. Is that what you mean by obligations toward neighbors? And tell us more about that whole concept.
Yeah, the idea really comes from the idea of the golden rule. So within every major religion, there exists some concept of the golden rule, right? You know, do unto your neighbors how you would like to be treated. I mean, that's a rough quote, but there's in some part of world religions, there is a part of that, the golden rule. And like you said, while they may have differing attitudes, they do have an obligation to the community that they live in. So one individual who sits on our planning committee put it really well, saying he's with the Islamic Center, and he said they're concerned about what they see in their neighborhood. And they would love to do more. They would love to look outward more instead of just looking inward. However, because they're such a small group, they're limited in what they could do. But if they can come together with other faiths, they could do so much more to support the community that they live in.
My Faith, My Community, Taking Action Together is a one-day event. It's on February the 18th, 2012, in case you're just tuning into this broadcast. It brings diverse people of faith or spirituality together, including Aboriginal, Baha'i, Jewish, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, pagan, Quaker, Sikh, and Buddhist individuals. We've been talking about how this is going to happen. I'm wondering about where this came from, how the need was developed or understood, and I'm wondering if you can tell us a little more about your planning committee.
Sure. The need came, well, the Multicultural Society was looking at, and the previous diversity coordinator, Terry Flower, was looking at what could be done in the community around social issues. The previous year, they had done a faith event, bringing many different faith groups together called the Living Library event. And the idea about that was that the community could just learn more about the different faiths that exist in our community. So this was sort of building off of that. What do we do now? So we've brought these faith groups together. People have gotten to understand more, let's say, about Hinduism or Buddhism. And so where do we go from here? And so this is the next step to bring, again, together community members and faith groups and start to take action on what are we going to do around the social issues in our community. And the reason why addressing social issues is because, as most people, you know, if you're reading the paper in this community or listening to the radio, there's a real divide. It's really polarized, the Nanaimo Regional District area, the issues of housing, for example, low barrier housing, the issues of what is harm reduction, and there's fear around these concepts. So if we can give more information for example, harm reduction, and people learn more about that, and you bring the faith groups in that do have this obligation or the golden rule, we can maybe move forward in doing more things.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
Social justice is an underlying principle for peaceful and prosperous coexistence within and among nations. We uphold the principles of social justice when we promote gender equality or the rights of Indigenous peoples and migrants. We advance social justice when we remove barriers that people face because of gender, age, race, ethnicity, religion, culture, or disability. That comes from the United Nations website and its introduction to the annual World Day for Social Justice, which has been proclaimed by the UN each February 20th since 2007. In Nanaimo, the Central Vancouver Island Multicultural Society will host an interfaith bridging dialogue in honor of the World Day for Social Justice. It's called My Faith, My Community, Taking Action Together, and it will be held on February 18th, 2012. The event brings diverse people together for a facilitated exchange around issues of social justice and civil engagement from the point of view of their faith. We're joined in the studio by Samantha Letourneau of the Central Vancouver Island Multicultural Society.
Sam, the news release associated with this event says that religions or faith groups need to do more to be proactive, to give to the community. Now, I'm wondering if this kind of work has been done in other communities, in other cities, in other countries, and if there has been some record of the achievements that have been accomplished.
That's a very good question. I know there have been similar activities like this, bringing diverse faith groups together, that have happened in Toronto, for example. As well, when we were setting up this event, we had a potluck to meet with different faith groups. And there was a gentleman there from Malaysia that was saying that religion plays a big role in Malaysia in dealing in supporting issues that the community is facing. So this is an idea that has worked in other places, definitely.
Now, some of the topics, and you mentioned these in the first part of this interview, that will be discussed include homelessness, the sex trade, harm reduction strategies, and housing. These have been hot button issues in the news in municipal, provincial, and federal politics. Now, I'm wondering, what is your perception about how religious groups have impacted these issues over time? Perhaps you could speak either locally or more broadly in a Canadian context.
I mean, a great example of how this can work is, I would speak about the Unitarian Fellowship. So some people of the Nanaimo Unitarian Fellowship saw a need in the community. We have a homeless population. What can we do? And they opened a cold weather shelter. So there's an example of a faith group, based on their values and beliefs, looking at the needs of the community and directly doing something about it. I think it's just a great example of how this works.
Do you expect that some of these topics are going to be a little bit too controversial for the discussion, or do you imagine that the groups will not be surprised when they hear the discussions that are going to be held?
Jeez, I can't predict that. I'm sure there, it will perhaps trigger people. There will be a reaction, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. I mean, Nanaimo is a growing city. I was just reading the Census Canada report is out. So in the regional district of Nanaimo, there's been an increase in the population of about 5.7%. So that's a fairly, this is a substantial growth that's happening in this city. And as cities become larger, there's always social issues. There's nothing new about this. The idea is, to get informed and what can we do about it? And instead of being divided, which we have seen and we have read in the papers over the last little while. And really, the big thing is, for me, in general with the diversity program, and putting on events like this, is to build more of this inclusive, welcoming community where everybody that lives here, whether that is a homeless person, whether that is a sex trade worker, is part of this community. So that we're embracing the differences that exist and building on those differences to build a community for everyone.
Sam, you talked about how participants in the interfaith dialogue will learn and discuss and strategize together in small groups, affiliated groups, and mixed groups about what can be done in the Central Vancouver Island region. What do you expect will emerge, even in a general sense, from this event? And what would your going forward steps look like?
What will emerge from this dialogue is dependent on really what comes out of that day in the strategy sessions, what the faith groups see as being important actions for them to take on. And that also goes with the further steps. We are providing a venue for this to be discussed. It is up to the people in that room to decide, where does this go next? And yes, we'll support that, but where will it go next is really up to what happens in that day. Yeah.
Samantha Letourneau, thanks very much for taking the time to come in and join us.
Thank you. I just wanted to add one thing to make sure that we thank our funders that have made this interfaith dialogue possible. So I'd like to acknowledge Embrace BC and Citizenship and Immigration Canada for making this interfaith dialogue event possible on February 18th at Bowen Park Auditorium. We do have some spots left, but we are requesting that it's pre-registration. So you can call me at 250-753-6911 extension 102. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Sam. Samantha Letourneau is the Diversity Coordinator at Central Vancouver Island Multicultural Society. The Interfaith Dialogue, Taking Action Together, will be held on Saturday, February 18th at Bevan Park Auditorium in Nanaimo, beginning at 10 a.m., and pre-registration is required. Contact the Central Vancouver Island Multicultural Society at the number that we just mentioned.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.